Okay, good evening. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Kuf Chaf Gimel. And so the Gemara brings a debate, a discussion between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Let's say you have a child and his limbs are sort of out of place, a baby. Are you allowed to restore them, the limbs on Shabbos? Is that a violation? What would the violation be? That would be a derivative of Makeh B'Patish. Makeh B'Patish means you're the final hammer blow and putting a kli together, utensil together. So a derivative of that is what's called is tikkun kli. Whenever you fix a kli, whenever you fix a utensil on Shabbos, you've done a derivative of Makeh B'Patish. We paskin that it's not only fixing a kli, but also fixing a person. So maybe when you are, so that's a discussion here between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. When someone has dislocated, the limbs are not in where they should be, and you fix it on Shabbos. Obviously, if it's a pikuach nefesh situation, life-threatening situation, it's certainly permitted. When it's not, so then that's the discussion. Rav Nachman says forbidden. Rav Sheshes says it's permitted, and he says that, and the halacha seems to be like Rav Sheshes, this doesn't apply. The halacha of tikkun, Makeh B'Patish is only fixing a kli, not fixing a person. So he says it's permitted. However, the Mishnah Brura in Siman Shin Lamed, Siv Katan Lamed Daled says that if your bones, if your limbs, let's say in your spine are sort of detached, you're not allowed to restore them. Because that would be a violation again, as long as it's not a pikuach nefesh situation. And he says that when Rav Sheshes allowed it in the Gemara, that's talking about the Bach writes, the Be'er Halacha cites the Bach, so that's only when the limbs actually were not out of place, but you simply made sure that they wouldn't get bent out of place. He took a garment and sort of made sure that he sort of placed them around the baby so that the limbs wouldn't get bent out of shape. So that's fine. So the poskim discuss what about hachzaras plata liyishur shinayim b'Shabbos, a bite plate. Are you allowed to have a bite plate on Shabbos? What does that do? That keeps your teeth straight. So are you allowed to wear a bite plate on Shabbos? Is that like you're fixing your teeth? And so maybe you're sort of, the teeth are out of place, and so now you're making them in place, so maybe that should be prohibited on Shabbos. So there's the Shailos HaTshuvos V'Yad David, in Chela Gimel Simon Chafei, he brings many poskim, and he says that he comes out and he says that you would be allowed to do that, because again, the teeth are not really sort of out of place, they're just maybe bent a little bit, hit akmu, he says. They're sort of like bent a little bit out of place, but they're not sort of dislocated. They're not hit parku. They're not separated from their place. And he says more than that, and he says that since you normally put the bite plate on even during the week, it's like you normally wear that. You put your bite plate on during the week. There's nothing like It's not something like there's something broken and you're fixing it right now, a one-time deal. And that might be a situation where that would be a violation. Here, you put this in the whole week, day after day after day after day. And therefore, since you do it, it's nasa kederach gidulo. It's something that you wear. And edo chashiv kamasa refuah. It's not considered like an act of refuah. Velo ketikun begufa adam. It's not considered like you're fixing a person's body. And therefore, that's not called tikkun. I guess tikkun would be something, is like a one-time thing where something happens and then you have to, you know, fix it at that moment. But if something you put in, and if you put it in every single day, so the most post-Marlinians use a bite plate on Shabbos, so that's not considered a violation of sort of restoring limbs like we saw the debate in our Gemara in today's daf.